Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back. This is Rogues and Vagabonds, the Watermen of the River Thames. I'm Jean DiMarino.
You'll be drenched to the bone.
We've already heard that the cargo side of the river trade declined drastically in the 1970s, leaving thousands of watermen scrambling to find alternative employment. Now, decades later, it seems that work is picking up again on the Thames. But that once mighty guild, the Company of Watermen and Lightermen, has seen its influence decline.
And I think one of the big mistakes that we made as watermen and lightermen, that we tried to accommodate it. And our licences was basically wiped away overnight.
After hundreds of years, the company's control of the Thames is over.
And of course, you've now got a free hand. Anyone who cares to come over from Europe can work on our river, where at one time you had to be apprenticed to the company and accordingly so.
But first, not every waterman left the river. Some even thrived. How did they do it? Down at Westminster Pier, passenger launches berth and depart, with the latest generation of watermen throwing ropes and piloting the craft. Most of the work on the Thames now is on the pleasure boats, carrying passengers up and down the river. And thanks to the capital's attraction for tourists, business is improving.
See you in a minute, Paul.
A former master of Waterman's Hall, Robert Prentice, watches from the pier as tourists board his launch. A fourth-generation river worker, he left the cargo trade during the decline.
The wharfs were being sold off, the land was being sold off to redevelop and build apartments. So if you had cargo at that time, there was very little places you could take it. The reason for starting in the boats in carrying passengers was purely to stay and earn a living on the river.
It wasn't an easy transition.
We started with renting one little boat and then we moved on to purchasing our own boat. So everything's mortgage. It's like having a big mortgage at a house and so on.
He's now part of a consortium, Thames River Services, that runs a fleet of pleasure boats.
At the moment, the consortium are running six boats on the Greenwich service from Greenwich and Thames Barrier service, so there's a boat every 30 minutes. There is a lot of journeys on the river, and there's a lot of routes now, so everything's increased in that way.
The work may be picking up, but it's not just smooth sailing ahead. A new licensing system came into force in 2007, in line with European Union standards. To work on the Thames, watermen now need a National Boatmaster's Licence, issued by the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. The licence awarded by the Company of Watermen and Lightermen no longer governs the river trade, changing a practice that has endured for centuries.
Well, it's very annoying, really, because when you think back, we've been doing it for 500 years, we must have some idea. But they felt that the boatmaster's licence from Europe was a far better licence. And I think one of the big mistakes that we made as watermen and lightermen, that we tried to accommodate it. And our licences was basically wiped away overnight.
The new scheme did away with the old five-year apprenticeship system overseen by the Company of Watermen and Lightermen. Now anyone can become a master after only 2 years and work on an inland waterway. They only have to spend 6 months training on local knowledge before they can take to the lower Thames. For Robert Prentice, it's too radical a change.
We used to take a lot of cargo, heavy cargo, from down at Dagenham up through to Hammersmith. So a tug would take anything between 1,500, 1,800 tonne of sugar up through the bridges with six barges. And it's quite an art in doing it. And you do have to learn it. You do have to be shown how to do it. We learnt that side of the trade by firstly standing behind the skipper and watching him all the time. And then when he felt that you were confident, he let you have a go of the tug with no barges. And then eventually he would let you take a couple. If he had a short tow up through the bridges, he would let you take two barges up. And then eventually you'd be taking six up. You were gradually brought into it, which to me is the right way. And I can't see a better way than that of teaching people. I do worry about some of the younger generation that haven't been brought up the same way and haven't learnt the river from top to bottom. To my view, that will get worse and worse.
The new rules provide that on some sections of the river, a master can command a commercial vessel with no previous local experience at all. Terry Carver, for one, is incensed.
And of course, you've now got a free hand. Anyone who cares to come over from Europe can work on our river, where at one time you had to be apprenticed to the company and accordingly so. But we, regardless of what bits of paper we've all got in our hand, you try and get a job working the Rhine or the Mars or any of those places. They won't even let you go for a ride, never mind about work on it.
The company of Waterman and Leiterman was once a powerful body. In the 16th and 17th centuries, it was even able to petition Parliament to stop the building of bridges and so protected its members' livelihoods as ferrymen. Traditionally, an aspiring river worker needed a master to apprentice him at Waterman's Hall in order to enter the trade. This was usually another waterman. Fathers apprenticed sons, uncles, their nephews, older brothers, younger members of the family. This centred control over the trade and the skills to work it in the hands of a small group of Londoners who lived near the river and its docks. Now, as just one of a number of training providers, the Guild has much less influence on the Thames and those who work on it. Carol Ratcliffe.
We facilitate training, and you can still come be apprenticed in the old-fashioned way, sign your indentures, and we assist with courses, and generally keep an eye on the apprentices. But it is the boatmaster's licence that they're now being trained for, which is a little bit sad. But what we have done is we've got the Waterman and Leiterman certificate that has no legal bearing on actually operating on the Thames.
And now, to ensure its future, Waterman's Hall is encouraging those outside the tight-knit group to sign up for apprenticeships.
People are actually now beginning to realise over the last 10 years there is a career on the Thames for you, and it's not necessarily from those that have just come from river families. I mean, we've actively encouraged, if you like, new blood to come in, and that is good. That's what will keep us moving and keep us on our toes.
We're on the starter's orders, and they're on.
Back on the cruise, the focus is on a rowing race staged especially for the retired river workers.
A bit rough out there. They're still rowing in the wash of some of the launches that have been running around.
The man behind the microphone is Ken Dwan, another waterman who entered the pleasure boat trade during the downturn decades ago.
The docks started to die and we were offered a severance payment, and I then decided, well, whilst I'm working for someone else, I just will start working for myself. So I bought a little passenger boat, and then I ended up buying another one and another one and another one.
Ken Dwan also diversified.
We got tugs that we do civil engineering, and we also bought a boatyard at Twickenham on a place called Ilpi Island, where we've got our workshops and slipways, and we renovate barges. We do work for people like Damien Hirst and them sort of people, making house barges for them. So I still work on the river 7 days a week. My two sons work with me and love every minute of it.
Ken Dwan says he too has issues with the new licensing system. He blames forces who wanted to bring down Waterman's Hall for supporting its introduction.
We were seen to be like a dinosaur. People see the Waterman's Company as a closed shop and felt that, oh, unless you had your father in there, there was no way you could get into there. Which was a complete fallacy, really. We were always an open company.
And he thinks the company of Waterman and Leiterman should continue to control all apprenticeships on the Thames.
Well, obviously, I'm a traditionalist, so I wasn't happy with the change. I felt the Thames needed to stay more in-house because the Waterman's Company sponsored the training of the apprentices, whereas under the Marine Coast Guard Agency, it's left to the companies to sponsor their employees, which is fair and it's not a problem. But what happens is as soon as you train a boy through, someone will offer him more wages than someone else and you're constantly losing. So the owners are getting to a point where they're fed up. We keep training people and losing them.
So even though he says his family has been on the river for 500 years, he's endorsing the company's policy of accepting apprentices from non-river families.
Although it's surrounded by history, the history is in the making every day, and we can't stay in the past. We've got to move the river forward to the future. We've got the Crossrail link started already, and then we've got the new Thames Tunnel, which is requiring lots and lots of labour. So it is important that the company now move forward.
And fittingly, the winner of the race is an apprentice who doesn't belong to a river family. He beat Duan's own nephew and others whose fathers work across the spectrum of the waterman's trade.
The race is all over. Elfie Anderson, a very worthy winner there, rode a very, very good race. Thank you very much.
But how much of a resurgence of work is the Thames experiencing? After the race is over, we cruise down the river from Greenwich and its Royal Naval College to Woolwich and the flood barrier. In around 2.5 hours, we see only a few craft powering along the Thames. London's mayor has vowed to increase the passenger traffic on the river. As we've heard, there are public works calling for the river workers' skills again. But the numbers are still inescapable. The union says there are only a few hundred watermen working on the Lower Thames today. The company says there are just 80 to 100 apprentices. Author Fiona Rule says it's a loss.
I was interviewing a chap that used to work as a stevedore on the docks in the 1950s when they were at their peak. And he said to me, I can't understand why people would want to live overlooking the Thames now because the show's over. Because obviously, you know, the Thames was a hive of activity. There was so much going on there. Now, if you go down and you look at the Thames, or specifically you look at the docks, they are just completely and utterly redundant. There's nothing happening on there. And I think that's an enormous shame that we haven't put the docks and the Thames to better use since the demise of the Port of London.
The retired watermen agree it's just a shadow of what it was.
We knew we had to have progress, but in the past, when our grandfathers and fathers used to work in the dock and all that, there was hundreds of thousands of men working, dockers, stevedores, tally clerks, lightermen, watermen and all that.
John Elliston.
When I see this River Thames now, which is 70 miles a river which we could work on with our licenses, our two licenses, waterman and lightman's license from me. The Nore, right the way up to Tetterton, that's where we could work to and from. It's just gone now, Jane. Yeah, I'm afraid it's just gone, unfortunately.
Hardly anything remains of the life that our watermen remember. Here at West India Quay in the Docklands, a stream of people walk from the light railway station, past an empty tract of water, towards a group of upmarket restaurants. In the old days, tea, sugar and rum were offloaded at West India docks from ships that sailed in from the Caribbean. These restaurants are in the original Georgian warehouses where the goods were stored. Among the remnants of the once busy docks are two huge cranes standing in front of the office buildings. Each day, thousands of workers walk past these, not even noticing them. Life has gone on. As one of the watermen said, maybe what happened on the Thames is better for 90% of people. The river is cleaner, good to look at, lovely to cruise along, but the river workers are the 10% who lost their livelihoods as a result. They mourn the change in a way of life that existed for hundreds of years and the community that disappeared.
We used to do guides on the Thames and you're forever laughed at saying over there used to be. Where that block of flats is, there used to be. And I can still see it as it was. Every time I close my eyes of a night and have a dream, it's all about how the river was. It's not ever about how it is.
Well, we listen to your stories of your days in Greenland Dock, of barges full of rough goods when you've been on the job and knock, of pockets full of money earned for sitting on a barge, and how you are a race apart from people by and large. Of barmaids you've pulled, if only in a dream, of nights spent on the mucking when tugs run out of steam. But like Arrowsmiths and Wheelwright, yours is a dying trade, and each day you grow more bitter and your numbers slowly fade. For part of London's dying, though she's been a grand old girl, and Father Thames no longer holds the shipping of the world.
I know people have survived and they've got on, and you know, because they've had to find other work and all that, but to me it really upsets me, like, because to me it could have been viable, the river. It was just Someone's a little bit greedy there.
They're filling in your docks, knocking down your wharves and pubs. They're selling all your barges and scrapping all your tugs.
You will never see it as it was. That's the old stairs at Wapping. You see people there working, but they don't anymore. It's gone. It's just there.
In their luxury apartments that commands a river view, as they sip their dry martinis, do they ever think of you?
I loved the way of life. I was really upset when I left it. I learnt a lot to how to duck and dive, I'd say, and we all did. And I was so upset when I left.
You've been listening to Rogues and Vagabonds, the Watermen of the River Thames. I'm Jean Di Marino.